break down UCLA for us just a little bit and tell us what you've seen on film.
I watched their offense. Offensively, they're a spread type team, a lot of 3-by-1, 2-by-2. When the tight end's in the game, he's usually in an offset position. They've got a good run game. They're not real complex with their run game. They have 3 or 4 runs that they're really very good at, and they execute them very well. We think that their running back is probably their best player. Number 24, he's really good, shifty, quick, and they use him a lot out of the backfield. He catches a lot of passes. He's their second leading receiver on the team. So we anticipate, you know, the quarterback using checkdowns to 24, getting the ball to him on quick throws, flare routes. They've got a couple really good receivers. So we anticipate a passing game. That's what we're hoping. You know, we want to stop the run and put him in third down and get our nickel defense out there. And so they're good. They're quick. They're fast. They've got good size and good speed.
Has Rosen kind of made – has the offense worked for him where he's thrown the short passes to the backs to kind of help him out and get him going this season?
Well, you know, I think so, but, you know, the first two passes of their first two games were deep balls. So I think they're going to take shots, and I don't think he's afraid to throw it deep. They've got a good little pop pass series where they run the seam route and get the ball out quick up the seam. But, yeah, I think you know, the flare route and the screens and the short check down routes to the running back kind of help him get in the groove, but he's also got a good arm, and he's not afraid to throw it downfield.
Talk about the middle backers and what you're seeing from your guys.
The inside backers are. I really like what Harvey's doing in the blitz game and the pressure game. I think he's a force. He's got to get more experience in pass coverage and do some things there. But I'm pleased with him. Manoa's steady. He's a senior that has experience, and I think he executes well. Want him to keep improving. Want him to keep getting better. We're going to have to use 2 deep this week. I think with their high tempo and as fast as they run the plays in and out, we're going to need guys like Teo Kautai, Jeremiah will play inside, as well as Nickel outside, and then Austin Heater. Those 5 guys are going to have to play a lot.
You talked about Harvey in the pressure game. He really seemed to make a difference when he was able to get up inside and be disruptive as far as the blitz packages goes. Is that just his natural ability? Is that thing setting up for him in the blitz calls?
Well, I think it's both. I think we try to set it up to where we can get him, you know, hitting the line of scrimmage. And he's got pretty good timing, and he's big. He's 244 pounds. And if he can get his, you know, full steam ahead going and hit the hole and make a move and shift, he's quick at 244. So, yeah, he can penetrate, and that's kind of what we would hope would happen with him.
How's he doing assignment-wise? You mentioned the pass coverage, but assignments overall?
Really well. He's a new position for him, and he didn't go through spring ball and played a little bit last year. So he's still fairly new at the position, but he's learning it fast. We ask him to do a lot. He's got to set up our fronts and our defense and make the calls. And so he's got a lot on his plate.
Can you talk a little bit about fourth quarter shutouts in 2 games and the confidence that gives your defense?
Yeah, we mentioned that to our players, and I kind of emphasized it in my linebacker group that's something we can really build on and try and build a culture around. Being really, really tough at the end of a game when we need to be and shut teams out. And I don't know if they look at those things. I don't know if they realized it, but I wanted to make a point, and I think the coach, Coach Mendenhall, has too, that in the fourth quarter, that's a neat stat to come away and not be scored on in the fourth quarter in 2 games.
Can you comment on your cornerback play, Micah Hanneman and Mike Davis, how they've been doing?
I can comment on it. I'm not an expert on our secondary, but we trust them. And, you know, in our defensive staff meetings, I hear coaches talk about, you know, what our corners are doing, and we trust their abilities and their defensive play. Knock on wood, we haven't given up a pass or a play over 30 yards in 2 games, and that's a pretty neat stat too. So we're trying to prevent the big play and the explosive play. And as long as those two guys are out there doing their job, I think we've got a good chance of doing that.
Tyler Cook, a linebacker, is he still with the program?
I can't comment on Tyler. It's an injury thing. So,
it's
a medical thing. So I'm not sure what his situation is. But he's still with the team, but he's got a medical injury.
Coach, did you get a chance to see Wani Uga make his first start in the Giants?
I did, yeah. I was very impressed, proud of Wani, and so happy for him and his family. And he had a long row. He had a long, had some trials he had to overcome, and he pushed through them and got healthy and got a shot and made the most of it. So I was real happy for Wani.
11 tackles and interception, not bad for a first start.
Pretty impressive. I was real happy for him.
Coach, can you talk about you've always had some huge plays first two games. Can you talk about some of the, I guess, mental preparation your team does to step up in those big moments?
Yeah, it is a lot of mental preparation. I think it's also, Coach Mendenhall putting the defense in the right position and in the right, the defenses so that we can execute and prevent the big plays. And also I think it's an emphasis to the team. We did a study in the offseason that if an offense has an explosive play of over 16 yards in one drive, the percentage of them scoring goes way up. So we're trying to prevent those big explosive plays and that turns into teams not scoring. So it has been an emphasis.
The formation you use when you use only one down lineman, you short it a couple times against Boise, and sometimes two down linemen. Does that tax the depth of the inside linebacking group and the linebackers as a whole?
No, not necessarily. We're using, it may tax the outside backers more. We keep our two inside guys in there. And then we have three stand-up guys. And, Jeremiah is one of those, so, yeah. We're just doing that on, long passing situations.
Last question.
As a defensive coach, we asked Bronco this the other day, but these long passes that score on fourth down and third down that your offense is doing, as a defensive coach, could you describe kind of what that does to a defense?
Well, it makes us happy because we're putting, a lot of confidence on our quarterback. And, it was fourth and seven the other night, and as a defensive coach, I'm saying get the 7 yards, get us in field goal range, tie the game, we'll go into overtime. And you see the ball flying through the air, and you're going, oh, and then you start celebrating. So it's awesome for our team. I think it's really built a great cohesiveness and continued to develop the unity and chemistry with the players. And it's exciting as a defensive coach because it's points, and that helps us win games.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
You bet.